Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Well, that was a wild one. 3-0-3 here in the Valley. Pigs win the series and defeat Columbus by a final score of 7-4 today. That game was, well, it had just about everything, didn't it? There was a rain delay. There was some tremendous defense. There was big hits. There was home runs. There was drama. There was a whole lot of Iron Pigs baseball. And we are going, well, I am going to tell you all about how we got there. And it all started in the top of the first inning when the Pigs lost yet another run to tremendous defense because Roman Quinn started the game off with a double and Reese Hoskins thought that he had driven him in, but Richie Schaefer did not agree.
Again, Quinn will lead off. Pitch on the way to Hoskins. Swung on and drilled in the air. Left center field deep. Back Schaefer at the track. He leaps. He makes the catch. Crashing up against the wall. Somehow held on. And Quinn's got to make his way back to second, which he does.
Well, if we're handing out accolades for early in the game, it certainly went to Richie Schaefer, who was really, really good. And we'll hear more from him in just a couple minutes. But Nick Williams decided that he could play some defense of his own, saying to Richie Schaefer, anything you can do, I can do just as well.
Two outs, bases empty. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air. Right field not deep. Towards the line, Williams is racing over now on the bullpen. Now makes the catch and topples over. Holds on for a fabulous star-worthy play. And a little point of the glove by Appel to acknowledge the star-worthy catch as Williams gave up his body to catch that ball down in the bullpen.
So that was in the bottom of the first, and then in the top of the second, when it looked like the Pigs were going to get yet another run by Taylor Featherston, this time Richie Schaefer once again, his glove came to the rescue.
Now the wind, the pitcher swung on, hit in the air, left field deep, Schaefer back at the track. At the wall, leaping, and that ball is caught. He caught it, and he chucks it into the stands as he robs another big hit from Lehigh Valley, and Featherston can't believe it.
Now, Taylor Featherston robbed, as Reese Hoskins was before, and then, you know, sometimes they say when the guy who makes the big play the half inning before it comes up, he's hot, and that was certainly true for Richie Schaefer as he came up in the bottom of the second inning with a runner on base.
About this one, Perkins back looking up, well out of here, onto the berm, the top of the lawn in left center field.
Now Richie Schaefer was doing his best Superman impression. He gave them a 2-0 lead, but then in the top of the third inning, the Pigs finally, their bats woke up, and it was that medicine man Roman Quinn who got his second hit of the game.
Moore, the lead runner, held on by the shortstop Rochelle. A huge hole on the left side of the infield. Pitch is swung on, hit to left center field. Schaefer again on his horse. Schaefer racing back, but he's not going to get this one. It's over his head and up against the wall. Moore has scored. They're sending around Florimone. Throw to the plate. Is not in time. Slides in to tie the game. And it's a two-run double by the medicine man Quinn. And we've got a brand new affair.
Well, that time Schaefer couldn't make the play. The Pigs tied it up, and then Cam Perkins stepped to the plate.
Here's the 1-1. Runner breaks for third. Swung on drill. Base hit center field. Quinn slid in the third. He was deked out, but he gets up. He's going to score anyway. He's so fast. So he slid in the third, got up, scores the run on the line drive. RBI single by Perkins.
So the Pigs had taken a 3-2 lead into the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth inning, there was some tremendous defense played by the Iron Pigs, including this basically a reflex catch by Mark Appel.
Appel checks and deals. Swung on a line drive back to the mound. He caught it. He didn't put his glove up. The ball found the glove. And instead of an RBI single, Appel on reflex makes a fabulous catch.
So for Mark Appel, without moving, without thinking, the ball finds his glove, and that's a bit of good luck for Appel. And then Logan Moore, part of what is just a tremendous catching squad for the Iron Pigs. Moore picks off Richie Schaefer at first.
Runners lead off. It'll be an 0-2 by Appel. Check second. Delivers and misses away. Now throw to first. They got him. Runner picked off. Logan Moore able to throw down Richie Schaefer and nail him on a great tag by Hoskins.
Well, it seems like Richie Schaefer used up all his luck early on in the game because he got picked off by Logan Moore from behind the plate. And then we head to the top of the fourth inning with the Pigs already leading at 3-2. And who else but Rhys Hoskins steps up to the plate.
Head sets by the belt, kicks and delivers, swung on, hit in the air, left field deep. Back is Schaefer at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Hoskins has homered in back-to-back games. Hoskins has an eight-game hitting streak. Hoskins has reached safely in the last 19. And Hoskins puts the Pigs ahead 4-2.
And then you talk about making a great defensive play and then coming up with a big hit. Well, that's exactly what Logan Moore did.
Runners lead, pitch swung on and drilled down the right field line. Farich trouble, fair ball. Logan Moore has come through again. Williams has scored. They're waving Featherston around from third. Throw to the plate is not in time, and it gets away from the catcher, not far. So holding at second is Logan Moore. It's a two-out, two-run double for Moore, who's now got nine RBIs in seven games.
And in that inning, we would end up going. Or it was actually the top of six, excuse me. So the top of the fifth ends with the Pigs leading by a score of 6-2. And it's looking pretty good for the Piggies. But then in the top of the sixth inning, we had a rain delay. Lasted about 25 minutes. We came back from the rain delay into the top of the sixth, which ended on a Nick Williams strikeout. We went to the bottom of the sixth inning, where Bradley Zimmer led off the game with a single. Or he led off the inning with a single. But he wouldn't last on base for long.
Moore behind the plate today. There goes runner. Pitch is swung on and missed. Short of second is strong, and it is in time.
Don't run on Logan Moore or any of the catchers for the Iron Pigs for that matter. He got gunned out there. In the bottom of the eighth inning, we fast forward now with the Pigs leading 6-2. Well, things got a little more interesting as Yandy Diaz got on a little base hit. It was kind of a weak infield single. Bradley Zimmer struck out, but that brought Giovanni Urshela to the plate.
And Murray kicks and delivers, and it swung on a rip. Out left field, a line drive. B.B. Perkins back, and that ball is gone. Got out of here in a hurry. A line drive home run that kept carrying, and just like that, it's a 6-4 game.
And with trouble brewing and a runner on first, the Pigs would find a way to eke out of this one with today's turning point of the game.
It'll be another 1-2. Swung on a ground ball through the middle. Could be a double play. Ranging and fielding right by the bag is Florimone. Steps on second. Back to first. And just what the doctor ordered. I mean, you name the doctor. House MD, Chivago, Dr. Pepper, and his Lonely Heart Club band. Whomever. An inning-ending Univest double play. And that gets Venditti right out of Dodge.
Well, the doctors all came together for that one and helped the Pigs get out of the inning. In the top of the ninth inning, the Pigs would tack on some insurance runs thanks to a fielder's choice by Dylan Cousins.
Especially in this series, but now a chance to bring home a run. 6-4 Pigs in the ninth. Pitch swung on and ripped, and it's corralled on a hop by the first baseman Rodriguez. Runner's coming home, so is throw. Not in time! A backdoor slide by Hoskins. The throw was on the first base side of home by Rodriguez. Hoskins slides to the third base side of home plate, and he just beats the tag, and as a result, the Pigs go back up by three.
So up 7-4, we head to the bottom of the ninth inning, where it started with Adam Moore striking out. Nelly Rodriguez, who had not hit in, some huge number of at-bats, some 30-something at-bats in a row, he had not gotten a hit. Well, he got a hit in the seventh, and then he got one in the ninth. And then Tyler Naquin would follow up with a hit of his own, and the Pigs looked to be in a bit of trouble, but Beato worked around Eric Gonzalez, managed to get him to pop up, and that brought Yandy Diaz to the plate.
Beato checks second. He kicks and he fires. Swung on, popped up. Popped up by first. Here comes Hoskins to the foul territory. He's racing in. He makes a catch, and he had to adjust at the last second as the wind curled and spun that thing around. Ball game over. Los Cerdos vuelan. Los Cerdos vuelan. Los Cerdos vuelan as the Pigs fly to a series victory here in Columbus.
And that is how it all came to pass for the Iron Pigs. A victory. Their first victory. It was their first series victory in Columbus since 2015. And only their second ever season series win over Columbus. So the Clippers finally fail to beat the Iron Pigs in a series this season. And for the Iron Pigs, that is their 12th rubber match win in their last 13 attempts, meaning that the Iron Pigs go to 11-9. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Piggies. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Columbus. The final time of the game, with a 25-minute delay, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of what they say to be 7,375 paying fans out at Huntington Park. We had a little bit of rain, but otherwise, nothing too awful. For the Pigs, they were 3-for-14 with runners on in scoring position, left 9 on base. For the Clippers, they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and left 8 on base.